Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
59922.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
William Rice.
Thank you. Let me get that located. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
230 Stoner Creek Road, Unit 2, Lakeside, Montana, 59922.
Thank you for that. And I do see here, looks like this was on December 2nd, you paid the shipping for your free gift, the Wi-Fi booster. And so the reason you were offered the Wi-Fi booster is so that you could sign up for the service and receive the $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so that's why you were charged the membership fee of $49.97. It was so you could sign up for the service and receive that $125 gift card.
Okay, well, I paid it twice, January and February.
Right, so you get the gift card monthly.
I don't have a gift card.
It's emailed to you once you're charged.
No emails.
Okay. Well, if you haven't received the email, then I can go ahead and get that email sent out to you.
No.
I could just put it into the system for you to receive
it. I don't want this. Deduct it. Get rid of it. And I want my monthly payments back because I've received nothing from you since I bought this little booster. And by the way, that shit and thing don't work. So
okay,
I want my money back.
So when you first paid the shipping for the Wi-Fi booster, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge and that it would be for that $125 gift card. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms and conditions. But since
really?
I do understand...
You want to cancel that credit charge and show you how you're never going to collect it? I'm telling you right now, I do not want this. Get rid of it and give me my money back because it's another scam. And I will go to my bank and tell them this. I have all the information I need. They'll take the money away from you and find out, yep, it is a scam. Because I've got nothing from you except that little plastic bullshit thing that don't work. So,
okay.
It's
well, I do
yes
understand
no
that you were
point.
Not aware of no. those terms and conditions. So I can do a 50% refund
no,
for you.
No. I will get 100% from my bank. So either refund it all. Or we're going to go and get face-to-face.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and do the full refund for you. That should be in the account, no more than 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could look into for you?
No, ma'am, and I'm sorry for my increased voice volume. That's just me, and you're doing your job. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You have a great day.
You too.